Tell them the truth. Man, for goodness sake, stop lying. Stop making things sound nicer than they really are. Stop acting like things didn't hurt you. A bad habit that I have is making things less than they really are, to hurt less than they really did, to downplay, to try to make other people feel safe from my own pain and struggle. Yesterday and Thursday, I was just knocked out with this head cold. I'm still feeling it, and I felt guilty for having a day off on Friday and yesterday for missing a thing that 1,000 other people could have done, and it went fine. And even today, when I probably should have stayed home, I went and still feeling like, oh man, I shouldn't. Just stop telling lies. Tell the truth. It's time to tell the truth. This is what my podcast, Becoming Yourself, is all about. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. I'm trying to grow my audience, so please help me out. Share this episode. Telling the truth is what this is all about, is becoming yourself. And not the domesticated safe you that church or your own upbringing or just guilt tells you that you're supposed to be. The world needs the real you. Listen, stop messing with me. I'm the wrong one. I got to bring myself back. You need to talk that way. We're here to stop apologizing. This is my stage. It's my name on the marquee. And it's not about anger. It's not about rebellion. It's about being true. It's about living an honest life. And if you are living someone else's story, then stop. The truth is that I have been through an amazing life. And the fact that I'm here to this day, continuing to make an impact in the world, is the grace of God, is who I am. Listen, we have to throw lightning bolts, not apologies. We have to stop making ourselves small and start throwing some grace bolts, lightning bolts of peace, of love, and grace. You have to ask yourself, what do you want people to know? Remember, you have nothing to apologize for. Own the stage. What do you want people to know right now? Imagine you're in front of 1,000 people or even just 5 people and say, here's what I need to say. Not what you think they should hear, or someone else told you to say, or what your parents or whoever, but what does your heart say? Listen up. Stop messing with me. I'm the wrong one to mess with. I'm going to bring myself back. That's what I would say. I'm going to show them David. Show them who I really am. Remember that when we do that, when we tell the truth, it moves people. People stand when they hear you live your honest truth. You are a man, a woman of integrity, a man, a woman of peace, of grace, but you're living small. You're playing small. And for many reasons, you thought that that would keep you safe. And you know what? It has. But that's the problem. It's kept you safe, not dangerous for Jesus. We're talking about being brave. We're talking about being gutsy. We're talking about fighting back. If someone comes to you with a certain energy that is negative and aggressive, then you have to give them the same kind of energy, but with grace. You have to turn the other cheek with kindness and love and make sure that you stand up for you, the truth that God's given you. Look at Paul. Look at Peter. Look at Jesus. Look at James. Look at Jonah. Look at Samson. Look at Moses, Abraham. Every amazing man and woman of God, they stood up for the truth. When the man, the beggar, said, give me some money, what did Peter say? Money and silver, gold and silver we don't have, but what we do have we give you. Get up. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. They could have said, oh, we're sorry we don't have any money. I can imagine myself, oh man, let me go get some money from someone else. Let me go and work harder so I can give. No, he said, you know what? I'm not going to give you what you think you need. I'm not going to give you what I don't have. I'm going to give you what I do have. What you need is the Jesus that I serve. Get up and walk. And instead, I often say, oh, I'm sorry. that you didn't like my song, my words, my me. No, you're trying to, you have me mistaken for somebody else. You're judging me against somebody else, and I'm not. Here's who I am, darn it. I'm going to give you what I have, not what you think you need or what you think I should give you or what I owe you or what life owes you or what the previous guy gave you. Here's who I am. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. The people around you need to be freed, and they need to walk because they're crippled. They're beggars. And by you and I living small and playing small, people remain like beggars. Every Sunday, I have an opportunity to stand up for myself, own the stage, or shrink back and give it away, give it away. It's my name on the marquee, not yours. Darn it. When you walk into work, when you walk into your classroom, when you walk into your house or your apartment, we need to have that kind of energy. When people come at you, you need to give them the same kind of energy plus one. In grace, in love, in truth, in kindness. I'm not saying to escalate or to be mad, no. But you have to speak in the equal energy that someone else gives you, plus one, with clarity, with respect, and with confidence. People come at me all the time. They have for 25 years in ministry. Are you kidding me? In church, in worship, in music, in creativity, in preaching. But the times that I have felt the most powerful and I have made the biggest difference is when I came back in the same way that they came at me, plus one, with love and energy, with kindness. And accept my mistakes. When I make a mistake, yeah, own it. That's part of it too. If you make a mistake, if you mess up, hey, that's on me. And do better, be better. But if people are just coming at you because they don't like you or racist or whatever stupid stuff, you have to meet them where they're at. You have to meet them with the same energy plus one, with respect, with kindness and love and truth. Because remember, it's not about them. It's about you. Really, it's not even about you. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about the God that we serve. It's about the mission that God's given us to set captives free, to grow our churches, to help people come to know who Jesus is, to bring people hope, to release them from their bondage and distractions and social media and all the rest. We have to tell the truth. Tell the truth. What is your truth? Write it down. Watch a video on YouTube. Listen to a sermon. Share this podcast. Tell your truth. Maybe your life isn't stuck. Maybe God isn't done with you. Maybe you can be different. Instead of thinking, well, maybe it's over for me. Maybe I just made one too many mistakes. No way. You have to be the kind of leader that changes people. I want to close with this. I sing with an amazing friend. Her name is Terry. Shout out to Terry. She's almost 70. She sings with us once a month or so. She's having her 13th back surgery tomorrow to be able to walk better. And she was telling us today how she's trusting God, even though she's upset. She complains, but she's been asking God for this season of Lent to not complain. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't complain? But she wants to make a difference in the world, have this 13th surgery from her neck to her back, rods and all the rest, all kinds of stuff, so that she can get up and sing and read the scriptures and serve her church. Are you kidding me? And I had someone the other day say, why do you have her up there? What an idiot. And I said, oh, blah, I should have said, here is why. Tell the truth. God told me to pray for her in front of the whole group. I didn't, because I'm afraid. I should have done it. What is wrong with me? She is living her honest truth. I'm not, and that's why I'm here, trying to do what I need to be doing, be myself, and helping you stop pretending, stop performing, stop living for someone else's script or someone else's script, and live for the purpose that's in you. Truth and grace. Don't trade your soul to gain the world, remember. You're not disqualified because you're imperfect. You have creativity, you have experience, you have leadership, disappointments and resilience, faith that has wrestled with real life, and that's what gives your life credibility. Your mission, remember, might sound something like, I help people rediscover who God made them to be so they can live with courage, creativity, and faith again. That's all that we've been saying here today. Remember, your voice can truly help people feel hopeful, energized, and connected. Every time that we don't speak up, we're missing the boat, missing the chance to be like my friend Terry. She was courageous. She's going to be even more courageous tomorrow. I wasn't. Who do you think is going home today happier? Yeah, she is. But it's not too late. Get up. Make a difference. Tell the truth. Speak your truth. Don't be afraid. If you need my support, let me know. I'm here with you, running the race with you. I'd love to help you. You can email me at triggerdavid@triggerdavid.com. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.